Welcome to Ours to Protect, the weekly podcast to help you live a more sustainable lifestyle. This week, we're talking to Miranda Rosenberg, or as some of you may know her, Homestead Donegal on TikTok. On her channel, she lets us see a little window into her life on how she strives to live a more green way. So let's hear all about it. Let's hear about her life and the moment that she realised she had to make a change.
Can you tell me a little bit about exactly what it is that you do on the day-to-day?
On the day-to-day, it's hard to explain, so I have to explain my philosophy first, and then I can tell you what I do on the day-to-day, if that's okay.
Absolutely.
And thank you so much for having me.
Oh, no problem.
So my philosophy is this. It's almost impossible for the average person to live a completely sustainable lifestyle. Like, society just isn't really set up for that.
Mm-hmm.
So I started making hard choices about how I would commit to sustainability. So it's little things like not wasting water, always hanging my clothes up, even when I have a dryer, making the choice not to use plastic toothbrushes when I can buy bamboo ones. It's little things.
And what was the moment, the light bulb moment nearly, where you were like, I need to change something?
This has been a long time coming, and it was the funniest thing. So I moved over to Ireland in 2005, and for some reason, very quickly after we moved here, I ended up in Dublin for something, some event, or I can't even remember what it was. And I saw people's washing on the line, and I was in a posh neighborhood, mm-hmm. and it was so normal for people to have washing on the line. Now, mind you, I live in I came from a very hot state in Virginia, over 30 degrees on average every summer day. Never once had I seen washing on the line. So I had a light bulb moment where I was like, oh, this makes so much sense. In what other ways can I save money and be more environmentally friendly in a way that's practical?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and start reevaluating all of my day-to-day practices.
So from there, that was the moment.
Mm-hmm.
A big feature on your TikTok is tallow. First of all, what is tallow?
Tallow is the oil that is rendered from beef fat. Most people call it drippings.
And what do you use it for?
Everything. So tallow can be used in a number of domains. Electricians use it. Plumbers use it for lubrication. It can be a household lubricant to replace WD-40. I use it to make fire lighters. I get pine cones, dip them in tallow, and that's my fire lighters for the entire winter. But primarily, I use it to make soap.
Can you explain to me the process of making tallow? Is this the kind of thing that anyone could start doing, like, tomorrow?
Anyone can start doing it tomorrow. I'd say the average person uses tallow to cook. It is the best cooking oil. It has a really high smoke point of 420 degrees Fahrenheit. I don't understand Celsius, so I can't tell you what that is. But the reason I mentioned that it's good for cooking is because if you're just rendering down beef fat to get tallow, it's super easy. All you have to do is cut your fat up into small pieces, put that on a low heat, and stir until all the oil has rendered out of those fat solids. So fat's comprised of skin, connective tissue, there's water content, there's little bits of meat attached to it. We're not concerned with that. We just want the oil. So as that beef fat cooks down, all the bits that aren't oil cooked down, they get really crispy and they taste delicious. And in the States, we call those cracklins. They are highly prized, like pork scratchings here. You get beef cracklins.
Yeah.
Set those to the side, and now you have this beautiful cooking oil. Now, if you want to use your tallow for something else and you don't want the strong beef scent, there's another process. But, I mean, there's like 6-7 different ways to process tallow.
And do you run through them on your TikTok channel?
I absolutely do. I try to demonstrate every type of technique to make it accessible.
What I find quite interesting about your TikTok is not only is it the kind of thing where most people will end up just kind of scrolling through to see the whole process from start to finish, a community's formed there where you can see people in the comment section helping each other out. And I think as we kind of strive to achieve a more sustainable everyday life, that it's important to kind of have the backing of each other. Have you found that having the support of your followers is, like, has there things that you've learned from your followers, a kind of give and take relationship?
It is. It's mutually beneficial. So I always say my TikTok page, it's like a communal learning space.
Mm.
I try to teach the best I can. We all help each other grow and learn.
And that was Miranda. If you're curious on how you can make your own tallow at home, have a look at Miranda's TikTok, Homestead Donegal. Our take-home tips for you this week as you begin your journey to live a more sustainable lifestyle is to, 1, commit to making simple changes this week. Do things like using your clothesline, like Miranda had said, or stick them on the clothes horse instead of on the dryer. 2, you can find an online community
just like on Miranda's own social media channel, she says that they all share ideas. We can do the same thing. We can all help each other out. If you want to keep an eye on our social media at Highland Radio, we'll be posting these tips here anyways, and we'll be keeping you up to date with everything that's happening on our end. You can also head over to Ours to Protect. They have their social media too. And if you're taking your first step on this journey, they would be great places for you to have a look, find some resources to help you make that first step. And then finally, tallow is very easy to make, and there is loads of uses for it, like Miranda had said there, from weathering your boots to making fire lighters to cooking oil. If you want to have a go at it and want to try it out, make sure to show us on the socials, tag us, and you can tag Miranda as well, and make sure to include the hashtag Ours2Protect. So that's your three tips. We'll be back here again at 12:30 next Tuesday on It's Ours to Protect, and thanks as always to Niamh Shields, who helps produce the shows behind the scenes. Until then, have a good week. Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Na Mban with a television licence fee and is in partnership between Highland Radio and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.